بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي بن حاتم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة، فمن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة. متفق عليه. عدي بن حاتم رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Jahannam, fear the fire of hell. In other words, protect yourself from the fire of hell, even if it means that you give a portion of a date in charity. Up to this part of the hadith, we discussed at length. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the latter part of the hadith, he said that even if you cannot find this much, you cannot find a portion of a date to give in charity, then what must you do? فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. He said that utter a good word, speak a good word, and that will become a means of expiation or salvation for you from the fire of hell. We mentioned this previously. One is our concept or idea of piety, of taqwa, of a person progressing spiritually. And the other is what we learn in hadith, the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The great importance that Islam stresses upon this, that your demeanor, your manner, how you interact with people, how you come into contact with people. In Islam, to meet somebody with a smiling face is sadaqah. To speak a good word. When we speak of kalimatun tayyiba, speak a good word, what does it mean? Ulama have written in the commentary of this, just to ask someone, kaifa anta, how are you today? Or how are you finding yourself? How is your health? How is your family? How are your brothers or sisters? Or if you know that somebody's child is not well, or some family member has been sick, or there has been somebody has passed away recently, just to inquire about that. Is everything okay? No problem you are facing, no difficulty you are facing. That itself doesn't require much effort. But what does it do when you ask somebody how he is, or you inquire about his family, etc.? They say the objective that this achieves is idkhalu surur fi qalbi al-mu'min. It pleases the person you are speaking to. Sometimes that person may be your staff. Sometimes that person may be in the social order or pegs of society, someone who is considered to be lower than you. You may be a multimillionaire, that person may be a pauper. But you inquire after that person, smile at the person, greet the person, etc. To achieve this, one very important quality we have to imbibe and inculcate within ourselves, and that is the quality of humility. A person who thinks himself superior to others, it's very difficult for him to do this. To inquire after people, to smile at people, to show them a good face. And yet, if you look at this hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. When you speak that good word, Allah is rewarding you. You are getting the reward, not just any reward, you are getting the reward of sadaqah. You are getting the reward of charity. And as we mentioned yesterday, what is charity? Charity is a means of expiation of sins. Charity is protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Charity is cure for bimari and ailments. Charity wipes out fire of Jahannam, like how water puts out the fire in this world. Speaking a good word, such great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant us. There's one incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that comes to mind when we look at this hadith. That once Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the sahaba kiram to spend in sadaqah, to spend in charity. great reward Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that if a person will spend, Allah ta'ala will give this reward and that reward. Then there was one sahabi, he was a pauper, he had nothing, there was nothing he could give. So he went to bed that night and he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that, Ya Allah, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to spend in your way. You know my condition, I have nothing to give. Ya Allah, the only thing I have left of value is my izzat, my dignity, my honor. Ya Allah, I make you a witness that I am giving, I am spending, I am sacrificing, I am giving in sadaqah my izzat and my honor. Now technically, if you analyze this, what is the object of sadaqah and charity? The object of sadaqah and charity is to benefit some poor person. Somebody is hungry, you give him food, you satiate his hunger, or you quench his thirst. This man sacrificing his dignity and honor in no way outwardly will benefit anyone. The hunger is not going to be satiated through this. The financial problem is not going to be addressed. But the jazba, the zeal in the heart, that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I must spend in charity, I have nothing besides this of value. Ya Allah, make your witness, I'm spending this. The next morning, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum of the riwayat, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the announcement, Manil mutasaddiq al-bariha. Who is it that gave in sadaqah and charity last night? Sahaba, each one is looking at the other. Who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to? That by wahi, by revelation, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been informed of the acceptance of someone's charity last night. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qualified his statement. He said, Manil mutasaddiq bi'irdhihi al-bariha. Who is it that gave in sadaqah and charity his dignity and his honor last night? Then the sahabi realized that it was him that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to, and that his pukar, his conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reached the arsh of Allah, and Allah had accepted the simple act of this person. Islam is such a vast religion, so many avenues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that we find in many, many riwayat, amrun bima'roof, nahyun anil munkar, wal kalimatu tayyiba. When you enjoin good, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sadaqah. When you prohibit from evil, it is sadaqah. When you speak a good word, put some happiness in the heart of another person, this is sadaqah. The next hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Abu Hurairah radiyallahu narrates, that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and here it is openly, clearly, so that there is no ambiguity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Hurairah narrates, wal kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqa. Wal kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqa. Imam Nawawi rahimullah at the end of this hadith says, wa huwa ba'du hadithin taqaddama bitulihi. This is a portion of a hadith, lengthy hadith, but what portion? Imam Nawawi rahimullah highlights for us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wal kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqa. He said to speak a good word. By speaking a good word, what we mean? Idkhalu surur fi qalbil mu'min. Make someone happy. Make someone happy. Smile at someone. Ask, inquire about someone. Sadaqa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah writes this down as sadaqa, writes this down as charity. Very often we say, my respected brothers, if you look at the media and you look at what the enemies of Islam are doing to portray, na'uzubillah, Islam, and particularly the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, portray Islam as terrorists, portray Islam as a violent religion. We have to ask ourselves, by our conduct and our interaction with people, how much are we doing to promote the image of Islam? For example, just take this one hadith. And today, for one day, the non-Muslims you come into contact with, or even the Muslims that you come into contact with, take this one hadith. Literal translation, our master, our guide, our qudwa, our uswa, our role model, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that, O Muslim, O ummati of mine, O follower of mine, make effort to save yourself from punishment in the hereafter, even if it means that you feed a hungry person with half a date. And if you don't have this much to feed a hungry person, then speak a good word. Make someone happy. Inquire after your staff. Inquire out after the poor. If you see that person with the torn clothes or a beggar standing on the street, go up to him, smile at him. Give him something, make him happy. And if you don't have something to give him, ask about him. Don't be dissuaded and don't think you are superior and he is inferior. Now take this hadith again. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, make effort to save yourself from the fire of hell, even if it be you spend half a day feed a hungry person. Even if it means you feed a hungry person with half a day. And if you don't have that much, at least speak a good word. Now weigh this against what the media is saying. Islam is a religion of violence. Islam is a religion of intolerance. Islam is a religion where Muslims cannot integrate with others. Weigh this in the light of the actual teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then ask ourselves, my respected brothers, how much are we ourselves incorporating these ideals within our lives? How many of us are actually practicing upon these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of us every day take the trouble of going and helping the poor, feeding the needy, spending out of whatever little we have to alleviate the problems and difficulties of others? And how many of us meet people with a smiling face? Today, unfortunately, even in the lines of deen, a person thinks the more muttaqi, the more pious I become, the more aloof I must become. The more distant I must walk around with a serious face. People cannot approach me. I consider myself on another level from others. That is not taqwa, that is not piety, and that is definitely not the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kathirut tabassum. He was always smiling. Greeting the next person before that person could greet him. Inquiring after the needs and the problems and the difficulties that are facing others. This is what the character of a Muslim is supposed to be. And every one of these acts, you smile at one person, inquire after the next person, put your hand in the pocket for the need of the next person, Allah is rewarding you for every one of those acts. And not only is nafil salah and tahajjud a means of taqwa and piety, this is also taqwa and piety. And this is something that Islam emphasizes. Allah give us tawfiq.